Steven Strasburg and the Nationals play host to the Mets on Monday, and Strasburg comes out of the gate on fire.
On 2-2. The next pitch coming. Taken. Strike three at the knees at 97.
Close. The 0-1 pitch. Reyes hits it hard on the ground toward short. Under the diving Sanchez. Base hit left field. Here comes Nimmo around third. Goodwin's throw to the plate. The slide. He is out at the plate. Goodwin throws out Nimmo, who went in feet first, trying to get to the outside part of the plate. Reyes follows down to second. Now the pitch to Taylor. Swing and a drive in the air to deep right field. Bruce going back onto the track in front of the fence. It's gone! A two-run opposite field homer for Michael A. Taylor. Into the lower right field stands, adjacent to the Washington bullpen. For Taylor, his 12th home run of the year. Rayburn scores in front of him, and the Nationals have taken a 2-0 lead. Sets. Rivera runs the pitch, hit high in the air, pretty deep to right. Harper going back. Harper onto the track. Harper in front of the fence. It's gone! Granderson does it! He reaches the seats with a two-run pinch hit homer, and the Mets have tied the game. The Washington bullpen implodes again, and Granderson off the bench with his 13th home run of the year, with the Mets down to their last strike, have evened this game up 2-2. The count. Here's the pitch to Rayburn. Swing and a liner to left coming on. Cespedes still coming. Slides. Did he make the catch? No, he trapped it. It's a base hit. Wiener scores from third, and the ball game is over.
A crew chief review confirms that Yoenis Cespedes could not make the catch. 3-2 Washington is your final. Ryan Rayburn collects the fourth walk-off hit of his career, and the Nationals are 8-3 against the Mets this season. The Mets have now lost back-to-back games on the heels of a four-game win streak. Here's the manager, Terry Collins.
Well, we won't know, really. He's gonna get some treatment. He said he just cramped up more than anything on the slide. But, you know, dehydration could be a cramp. But dehydration leads to pulls. And so we're coming back as early as we are tomorrow. I'd be surprised if he's in there.
And it was the quad?
No, it was a hamstring.
Is the most frustrating part of those last two innings the walks
more
than anything else?
Steve, we've talked about this several times this summer. One thing that we have done in the last few years here is we don't walk people, and we also don't give up home runs, and we're doing both. And that's a bad combination. You can't against a lineup like that, you can't walk guys. And they're good. They can hit, but you can't walk them because it just turns that lineup over and brings those guys up when you don't want them coming up, and we're just walking too many guys out, especially out of the bullpen.
Curtis Granderson came off the bench to hit a clutch pinch hit two-run homer in the ninth inning. It was his 13th of the year.
The number of outs that we have, it's always a good opportunity for us to do so, you know, just to extend the game because we were losing at that point. But it's a great team over there that we're able to find ways to continue to keep putting pressure on it and come out on top.
How are you feeling as you make your way back?
Feeling a lot better than I did 2 days ago. We'll see how things react tonight going into tomorrow. Get here early, try to get it as warm as we can, and the good thing with it being an earlier game and the weather being the way it's supposed to be could hopefully help out. But I'm optimistic I should be able to get in there tomorrow, but obviously everything's going to be dependent on how tonight and tomorrow morning goes.
Do you think it's just like a tight muscle? Is it bone or what?
Muscle, yeah. Yeah, so with all the things that the doctors examined and our training staff here, the good thing was that it was muscle, something that they said they felt like they'd be able to treat easier and hopefully be able to get back sooner, you know, anti-inflammatories and resting it and treating and stretching and all those different things. So we've been doing a ton of that stuff ever since, you know, I finally started to feel it, and a lot of stuff is starting to, you know, show some signs of helping things out a little bit.
You hit that ball so high up in the air. Did you see it? Did you see it go out? Like, did you think it was going to go out?
I was just watching Harper on the whole time. You know, he went back to it. He stopped. I was like, okay, I didn't get enough. And then he looked up and, you know, I was just hopeful that it would get up because I wasn't sure what I was going to be able to do after that in terms of trying to go extra bases or anything like that. So the fact that it just went just enough was a good thing.
What is that ninth inning swing of emotions like? Because obviously, you know, that was a big moment for you guys. And then to lose it half an inning later, a game that you would like to have had.
Well, that's just part of baseball. You know, that's a lot of the things that are going to happen over the course of not only a game, but a series and a season. And with two more games left to play in this series, you know, I would expect similar things to happen, you know, whether it be in the beginning of the game, the middle of the game, or the end of the game. But That's what makes it interesting. Why, you know, so many people out here wanting to watch this series, because a lot of things can and probably will happen.
Yoenis Cespedes finishes 1-for-4 at the plate, but the greater concern is for a cramp he suffered in his hamstring trying to make a catch to end the ninth inning. He spoke to the media through an interpreter.
It was just a cramp. It could happen to anybody. I could have been walking. I could have been sleeping.
Did you feel like you had that ball potentially off the bat?
¿Sentiste cuando salió la bola del bate que tal vez la podías atrapar?
Por un momento pensé que sí, pero a medida que estaba corriendo vi que la posibilidad de ser un zumbado.
For a moment I thought so, but as it kept on going, I just realized the possibility of that kept on going down.
Overshadowed in Monday's loss was an outstanding performance by Mets starter Steven Matz. The left-hander threw 7 scoreless frames and allowed just 4 hits with 2 walks.
Thinking about making pitches to contact to try and get deep into games at this point?
I think very much so. I think me and Travis, we sit down and we really, you know, look at our game plan of how we're going to attack these guys, and I think that's just kind of the way it works out.
Overall, I mean, especially after the way that game started, how pleased are you with what you were able to do tonight?
Yeah, I was really happy that I was able to go seven innings, and you know, after kind of having a heavy workload the first few innings.
Steven, every start, pretty much, you've gone deep in the games. I mean, that has to please you coming back at this point in the season, doesn't it?
Yeah, you want to go deep into the games as a starting pitcher. I just feel like me and Travis have had a great game plan, and it's just helped me a lot.
Were you expecting to be able to go deep this soon after coming back, or were you thinking you might have to like ease your way in? Or were you apprehensive at all?
I didn't really have any expectations. I don't even really remember what I was thinking coming back up here. I just wanted to get back and compete, so I wasn't sure what my expectations were.
Mets will try to get back on track in D.C. on Tuesday when Seth Lugo makes the start.